so I'm not sure when I'll upload this. This is Friday, but I'm remodeling a house, but I'm doing one room at a time. And so I just painted a room, and I painted it black, white, and yellow. I'm not sure if I'll leave it like that, but it looks pretty cool to me, but to other people might not. But then a truck just went by. I've never seen a truck that's black, white, and yellow. It just went by going eastbound. I'm going westbound. Never seen that before. Now, it could be that what you focus on, you start to see. But everything's happening right now. We know that. Everything is happening right now. And so what you... when you collapse the wave function, that's what appears, you know. Now, strange stuff can happen, I guess, through witchcraft and, you know, the witches can attack you and try to keep hitting you with stuff, but you can claim the blood and it'll bounce back off of them. It seems to me, when you start to change patterns in a house, in a job, in a car, in a career, in a life, anytime you start to change patterns, there's a lot of resistance to keep you in the old patterns. I mean, it's such a huge pull, such a huge battle to reconfigure your avatar experience down here. It's just off the roof. And it is an avatar experience because it's really easy to see that it's an avatar experience, because all you have to do is ask yourself, are you your hand? No. Are you your arm? No. Are you your foot? No. Are you your leg? No. Are you your body? No. You are something else. So your body is just a ship. It's just a vessel. And so when people use the word avatar, they're just meaning that your body's a body ship. Just like the car in front of you is a ship. The car I'm driving is a ship. The airplane's a ship. Is the pilot the ship? No. The pilot's just driving the ship. Is the driver the car? No. The driver's just driving the car. And you know the car is a ship because it floats on air. The air in the tires. And so, I just passed another truck, Lift 1, black, white, and yellow. I've seen those before. So your body ship down here, while you're in this 3D reality simulated training program, which is nothing more than really just cartoon land. I mean, if you look at all the governments, look at North Korea, it's cartoon land. From the outside in, look at North Korea, cartoon land. Look at what's going on in Vietnam, cartoon land. It's all cartoon land. But they set up systems to get at most of the people to follow that makes it feel real. But if you were out in a tent somewhere, hunting food, cutting food, killing food, had your little teepee, if you're out in a tent and you just hunt and gather your food, eat some berries or whatever, you would think, well, why am I here? You'd start to look to God, to hear from God, you know. Why was Israel out in the wilderness for 40 years? To teach them how to depend on God, pray, have the prophets, the priests, the kings. God is always leading and directing, but are we listening, you know? And right, and when you go through a crisis or something, you need to be saying, Lord, help me. Give me the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, the know-how, the endurance, the willpower, the emotional psyche to make it through it, you know? The psych part, psychological. Most of it's a psychological warfare against your attack on your emotions. Most of it's a psychological warfare against your whole core. your inner man, really. And we know that the Illuminati are attacking your body, your soul, and your spirit. The death cult is what that is, really. It's the death cult. I just saw a sign, black, white, yellow, with some red on it. I wonder if I could just put some red in there. Anyway, everything points to Christ. Everything is a worship service. You know, all the mathematicians are trying to figure out what's going on. And I don't blame them, because I went to school for math. I got a degree in math. And math seems like a good way to figure out what this place is, but even some of the top mathematicians, they might be able to use math to figure out what's going on in the 3D, but what about the 5D? What about the 11D? What about the 19th dimension? What about the 25th dimension? They don't have the math. All they can do is observe and do experiments. But when you take the etymology and break the etymology into parts, and you know that the words in heaven are the same words down here, because you see that in Revelation when they're speaking to the angel in heaven, they're using the same words. So if the angels use the same words as you use down here, and you take and break the words into parts, look at their original word meaning, the letter meaning, the cognates, the syllables, the prefixes, the suffixes, and you see everything's a word-forming element. And if everything's a word-forming element, then everything in 3D is a word-forming element. You're being changed into the word. You're being formed into the word. Because everything's a word-forming element. The same words in heaven. What's the common denominator between heaven and earth? Words. Spirit. The body of Christ. Jesus. Father, Son, Spirit. Spirit, blood, and water. God made heaven and earth. So if you want to have a higher education, HEA, Higher Education Academy, HEAVEN. So heaven's a higher education academy. But if you want to get already see into that a little bit, use the words by His Spirit. It has to line up with the Bible. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness down here. But if you want to see deeper, take the words, break them into pieces, parts. Look up, it's a holographic reality. 3 divided by 4 is 0.75, and 3 is a whole number, 4 is a whole number, 7 is a whole number, 5 is a whole number, but it's described as a fraction or a part or a piece. Got this tailgater behind me, she's acting all. And then got this other lady behind me, she's just singing. This tailgater's all upset, and this other lady's behind me just singing. She ain't worried about nothing. What is my point? Change your perspective. Change your view. Change your reality. Change your perspective. Change your reality. So the higher education, you might see a little bit with math, but it's higher than the math. And if you really want to step into the heavenly realm, it's to go to the words. Every number, every mathematician has to use a word to describe a function or a formula. Every electrical engineer has to use words. When you look at a color, you call it a name. You have a name for it. Everything has a name. Everything has a word. Why is it that every time something's discovered or created, they put a name on it? Because name is your calling. I had some juju on the tag blocking my path. Juju. blocking my path. Let me say it really clearly. This is just profound, but so simple that we miss it. And the preachers ain't gonna tell you this because they don't know. They're so caught up with the cares of this life, they don't know. I mean, what do they do all day? Are they working or are they just sitting and watching, playing video games? They meet Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. What are they doing the rest of the time? Are they working or are they just playing video games? Are they really digging into the Word? Or, I doubt it, because why don't they teach this stuff? If there's words in heaven, and you see, when they say holy, 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 in front of Jesus even, calling Jesus and God holy, same words down here, same words in heaven. There's your connection. There's your insight. There's your way to see into the heavenlies through the words, through the Bible, through the Spirit, through the Word. The words I speak, they're spirit and life, Jesus said. So words are spirit. They supersede mathematics and anything else down here that man can create. Words are controlled by God. In the book of Genesis, God controls the languages. So it doesn't matter which language you use, you can see into the heavenly realm.